What it is, what it do, Cyber World. It is your girl, the one, the only, Ash Brown. Ash Brown, and this is the Ash Brown Uncensored Show. On this program, I talk a little bit about everything. It could be pop culture related. It might be Ash Brown related. You just don't know until you're there. You just don't know until you're there. So today I want to talk about something that I tune into one of my favorite morning shows, The Burt Show. If you don't know about The Burt Show, you need to go check it out, because they totally help me through my workday as I'm doing stuff and I'm constantly on a computer and I'm traveling and I got so many different things going on and I miss certain segments. They're across every platform. So look up The Burt Show and you'll know what I'm talking about. Anyways, they had a situation that unfolded this week and preference came into play. Your preference. So what you prefer, what type of person you prefer to be with, what are some of the things that attract you to them and things of that nature. And Burt, the title of the show, The Burt Show, Burt basically said that he prefers a woman of a very athletic, lean, slender build. That's all he said. He didn't say that women that are have another frame, maybe plus size or curvaceous, were unattractive or remind him of, I don't know, a freaking hippopotamus or something. Like, he didn't say anything negative as far as about their personal appearance. He just said it wasn't his preference. That was his main standpoint on it. And it became this big debate. People called in. One lady said she wouldn't even look in his direction because he's only 5'4". And everybody has a preference. So he got a lot of hate. He got a lot of heat turned up on him this week because a lot of people were saying, oh, well, you know, Burt is, you know, saying this stuff and he's so terrible and I'm not going to listen to your show anymore. Well, first and foremost, I highly doubt that they're going to miss you not listening into The Burt Show. I guarantee you they're good. They're good on that one. Okay. First and foremost, if you need to not listen, it's okay. The rest of us listen. that's okay. It's cool. I guarantee you he's not going to cry at night and everything will be great. Everything will be wonderful. Second off, he didn't downgrade or demean women that were plus size or bigger or different frame and things of that nature. He just simply said his preference. Like me, myself, I have a preference of a man. I definitely like a man of a certain height and build. And not that I'm not open to entertaining men of different statures, different frames, but specifically, I like a tall man. I like a tall, muscular man. That is something that immediately off the bat is going to attract me to that man. Now, have I dated guys that have been outside of that? I have. But that's okay, you know, because I'm not closed-minded. I'm not completely pigeonholed. Oh my gosh, if he is 6'2", then I'm totally not dating him unless he's 6'5" or something ridiculous. I would never say that because I don't agree in that. And you could miss out on a great person. But again, it's my preference. My preference shouldn't hurt your feelings. We're getting to a place in conversation where people take offense to everything that someone says, especially if it wasn't directly linked or directly put on that person. And I just feel as though there is so much emphasis put on people's preference to wear or what people like or what people don't like. And people take offense to what people say that they don't like. I think that that's a bit much. I think that's a bit much. Because what you like is not going to make me $1,000 next month. What you like is not going to prevent food from being in my stomach. So I think that some people have to get out of the idea of, oh my gosh, he doesn't like this, so that means most guys are not going to like that. No. No, 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 no. It doesn't mean any of that. It just means that person has a preference. Are they open to other people? Who knows? And have the conversation. See if it goes there. But I feel as though some people are just, I hate to say, oversensitive, about certain things that have nothing to do with that. Bert in no way, shape, or form said anything offensive to women that are plus size or have a little extra curvature. Because I know I got some curves going on, okay? Got some curvature going on. But I wasn't offended by what he said. I was like, oh, okay. You know, he's just saying what he likes. He didn't downgrade the opposite. He just said, this is what I like. This is what I prefer. And that's it. Shout out to Tiffany. Tiffany's great. She's been on my show. Just want to go ahead and drop that in the bowl a little bit, you know. But yeah, people have to get out of that and just live the best life that you can live. Don't be so hung up on what other people say, and don't dictate your life as to what people said you should do or what you should say or how you should live. Live the way that you want to live, and don't get so caught up on what other people say, other people's words. Just don't. It's just doing the most. It's doing the most. So that's my little tidbit for this week. I hope that you had a great, fantabulous, wonderful day, and that you have a wonderful, beautiful, productive week ahead. That is my wish for you, and I hope that you guys have a great one. Holla at you later. Deuces.